Baton Rouge officers are dead, their helicopter crashing near Louisiana's capital city. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul with a request.
We're asking the community to be respectful of the investigative process because it does take time, so that we can release all of the facts related to this incident to the family as well as to the community.
The crash happened in the suburb of Port Allen, west of the Mississippi River. Severe weather killed 24 people in Mississippi and did major damage in western Georgia. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Troup County's Emergency Management Director Zachary Steele says the jurisdiction already has a state of emergency declaration in hand from the governor.
That released a number of state troopers as well as DNR rangers that have been deployed to Troup County to assist with that.
With trees on homes and other debris to deal with, another incident got much attention. One of two tigers from an animal safari park got loose. It was recaptured. Board of Commissioners Chair Patrick Cruz.
One of the tigers, I understand, did not leave its enclosure, and one did, and it was right outside the enclosure, and they were tranquilized.
No deaths are reported in Georgia. Outrage in Israel after the prime minister proposes his coalition should have final say in judicial picks. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Jerusalem.
Right now, police in Jerusalem are clashing with demonstrators outside of the prime minister's residence. They're using water cannons to try to move these protesters. This all comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister, Yoav Gallant. And these demonstrators want to make sure that the judicial reforms that are trying to be pushed through the Israeli parliament are frozen immediately.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he will consider concerns but will stick to his plan. America's listening to Fox.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Fox News. It was the first rally for former President Trump since formally announcing his 2024 bid for president.
Yeah, this was the first time that we heard the former president speak at length about the investigations against him. He said that every piece of his life had been turned upside down. The current GOP frontrunner called the 2024 election the final battle and highlighted what he feels is among the country's top concerns.
The weaponization of our justice system is not, as some have called it, a political spectacle. This is the central issue of our time. I think it's one of the biggest issues.
This rally came exactly 1 week after the former president predicted that he would be arrested in 3 days' time as a result of an investigation launched by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Well, that Tuesday came without action.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, a former Navy rescue swimmer from Illinois, now is facing serious charges in Florida.
A security guard at a condo complex in Walton Beach, Florida, accuses Andrew Beavers of trying to drown him. The guard says the former Navy rescue swimmer was in the property's pool after hours and became angry when he was asked to leave. The guard says Beavers rolled him into the pool, hit him on the head, and pushed him under the water. The victim says he can't swim, and when he attempted to get away, Beavers struck him, pulled him back into the water, and fully submerged his head. Deputies who responded to the condo complex arrested Beavers, who was being held on charges of attempted murder. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And in NASCAR racing today?
Tyler Reddick, a two-time winner on the road courses of the Cup Series last year. Finished top 10 in both COTA races.
Pressure here, bring her back to line.
Three of his four wins come on the road course. Tyler Reddick, Masters Circuit of the Americas.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Hey, that is a monster win, buddy. Thank you.
Fox Sports with the final call. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.